is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hello, you slot badger.
Ladies.
You're all right.
Yeah, not bad.
Right. Let's see. Oh, Dominic's joining now. Hang on a minute. Yes, dear listeners, for you have stumbled across strangetimeshow.com, innit? I think this is episode 522, isn't it?
Yeah, 846, I think.
Yeah.
1,000,004. We're sorry.
Again.
Yeah. How's everyone been? I'm going to try and not talk about certain things because I bought it. Oh, well, I'm sure going to end up talking about it. Fucking hell. how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. I've just work and fucking house shit, which has been the normal for me for fucking too long. although, like, on the side of the house, it is the western side that gets the afternoon sun.
The west side.
Yeah. there's a lot of water there, so I'm not sure whether it's because...
Piss. He means piss. Been,
local yobbos have been pulling the fucking drain pipes coming off the roof and just leaving them on the ground instead of going into the storm drain. But anyway, the builder has had someone come in and put a storm drain down, so there's a grid at the front, which is fine. I don't care about that. But there's also another one at the back.
Right.
In the middle of the backyard. And I thought, okay, they'll fix that later on. And on the way home yesterday from seeing my eldest son, my wife said, let's have a look at the house. So we get there, wander down the side of the house. He goes, what the fuck is this? And it's about...
Dead body.
Half a... Yeah, dead. Dead. I thought, oh, Dom's been here. And this can't stay here. Like, can you find out on Monday what's happening with this? Because they're not having this fucking open grid into a fucking stormwater drain just in our backyard. They can dig it up their ass. So that's my job Monday morning, is to contact them and say, excuse me, what are you doing with this fucking open fucking drain? Yeah, so all the hilarious fun stuff. What about you guys? What are you two bellyheads been doing?
Apart
from murder.
Pressing buttons on.
I've discovered some more edibles. It looks like from this dear listener, we're using a new recording and chat medium, and it looks like Dom's discovered the button that gives all the emoji character. Yeah, we're using Google Meet now because Skype died a death. Teams took over, and that's just a pile of horseshit.
Right, you be careful because there's a button here called report abuse, and I'm willing to press it.
Get banned from my own Google account. Yeah, thank you. God, where's that clip I was going to play? My son sent me this TikTok. It's absolutely hilarious. Have a listen to this.
Be gentle, blood clot.
Oh, what happened to that?
It died a death, thank God.
That died a death, didn't it?
I can't hit my protein. 52 bomba blood clot pussy wagon chicken nuggets. Ya fan want it? Be gentle, blood clot.
It's just this.
Oh,
fuck off. It's just this little kid playing with his dog and it's like teasing it with chicken nuggets, and he suddenly throws on this bloody Jamaican patois. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I was going to say, is that from the Diary of Idi Amin?
Oh my God, yeah. imagine having a copy of that album. I bought it for historical reasons. Hang on.
Yes, I have a book upstairs, exactly the same. That was.
Yeah, but yours is spelled differently. Yours is spelled MEIN space KAMPH. F, yeah. Dear. So, Cat's Week has been his house falling to bits and dead bodies.
Yeah.
Dom, tell us about your excitingness. Oh, a nice T-shirt, by the way. Is that 808 State?
It is 808 State.
Good lad.
Yes, it's a bit Well, I've had it for quite a while, so the printing's coming out.
That's what she said. Now,
yeah, she did. It's like, yeah, quiet week. Well, I say a quiet week.
Yeah, you just did twice now.
Yeah, I did. I thought I did, yeah. Okay.
Say what?
No, I've got my new phone, and that's going to great ones. That's what as we're experiencing now. I've got
yes, fantastic, three. Fantastic.
Got a soundbar, replaced my 14-year-old amplifier and 5.1 surround sound with a soundbar that's got Dolby Atmos. And
oh, nice one. Sorry, which soundbar did you get? I'm going to get all audio gadgets.
It's nothing special. It's an Amazon special, so it's majority Elias, I think it's called. Reasonably cheap, because I've never had one before, so I didn't want to go like spending thousands, which is quite fortunate, really, because the fucking TV's died, so I've got to get a new TV.
Oh, mind you, TVs these days, they are so fucking cheap. Like we got this 42-inch like 4K TV, and it's something like £350. Years and years ago,
for a portable, but.
Years and years ago, my wife bought, what's it, a 28-inch Sony Trinitron TV that weighed about 5 fucking tons, and that cost like £600 in, what, 1999. It's incredible. Like, TVs are so cheap now.
All those little hands they're using now to build them.
What?
All those little hands that they're using to build them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Makes my knob look bigger too. Oh.
Yeah. Thanks,
Jeffrey.
Small areas. Yeah. So I checked on the home insurance, and the excess was about 60% of the price of a nice, fancy new TV. So,
what?
Simple point. Yep, ridiculous. I got it through Money Supermarket, and apparently if you get a quote through Money Supermarket, you'll get a nice cheap home insurance and have massive excess to pay. Absolutely ridiculous. What is literally no point in
this? There's
unless someone comes in and rubs everything, including the carpet.
Yeah. That's awful, mate. You should write to your MP. Oh, you haven't got one. You have to write to the lead singer of Echo and the Bunnymen. Yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Bloody Hell. Now, there's a band I used to love to hate. shit. I knew this would happen if I had too many edibles. I had a really good idea for a feature.
Right.
And I forgot. Oh, no. It's come back. Because we haven't done any rubber bollocks in a while, have we? So we could have a look at something like This Day in History and then see what happens.
Oh, interesting. Huh? Okay. So what day is it? It's the 11th of September when I'm recording this, so you go first.
No, it's not the 11th of September. Oh, yes. Yeah, well, you know. Goodness. Well, in this day in history, 1501. Well, it doesn't say, is it really this? How do they know it was this date in 1501? That's no good.
Well, someone attempted to write it down.
Yeah.
Well, okay, in this day on film and TV in 1969, the year after I was born, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? By Hanna-Barbera debuts on US TV. There you go.
Wow.
And funny enough, Dom was actually a body double, or rather stunt double, for Shaggy, weren't he?
I was, only for good reason that I was at the time into bestiality, and it's the only way I could get a big, massive dog to rape me.
Christ. that took a bit of a turn already, didn't it? Yeah, I think that's possibly a good idea. Oh, actually, do you know what I've just found? And this is actually relevant to what we were just doing. I think we've got some Bill Hayward here.
And now, for your entertainment, Strange Times presents Rubber Bollocks, the new improv show that is taking the world by storm. And now...
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good on.
I remember 17 takes it took for him to do it as well.
Oh, yeah, there's one where he loses it, isn't there?
Times he's had it.
Whilst I'm searching for that, here's a word from our sponsor.
I am once again reveling in the post-nut joy of another award-winning wank on Ni Hao Shaggers. Clunge Fu Scrander, a.k.a. Rufus Rice here, reporting live from the Spunk Dungeon, situated in the catacombs beneath Master Splugway's mountain palace of Asian violence. I watched that film again recently. I'm still wondering how did that goose shit out a whole panda. Nonetheless, I have been busy recently. I went up to Scotland for work recently. Here are my stats. No haggis, one shaggis, 2.4 miles out of 500 walks, and zero complete sentences understood. Natch. The Scots treat this vile concoction. It's basically like an uncivilised Jaeger bomb. Instead of Jaeger, it's Buckfast, and instead of bomb, it's iron brew. Absolutely vile. So I chopped a few of those. Chundered like a champion, then dropped a bit of SNP game on some absolutely mental Scottish birds. Ended up taking one back to the hotel. I think she nutted. I couldn't tell because obviously she's just speaking total gibberish the whole time. But yeah, absolutely class. What a weekend.
Brilliant. No, that's not Bill Haywood, is it? Okay. Well, what the fuck's this then?
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting it into traffic circles.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Roundabout guy.
Oh, I've just found an audio folder that I've... Oh, my goodness. How about this?
Hello, this is Ozzy, and you are listening to the Strange Times show. It's very, very nice. Although, wait, not for me. No, not for me. No.
That's old Bob, isn't it, Kat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And, this is old, the late and rather wonderful, Mr. Susa Taylor.
Strange Times is recorded in front of a live studio audience, you fucking bellends.
She was a fucking legend.
Well, you're just a cock-juggling thunder cunt, aren't you?
Why am I not using that sound effect more? That's brilliant.
Because you lost the folder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That
Strange Times. What a bunch of cutes. Is that right? Cutes? Like with a liquid U? Oh, cunts? Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Old Jim Goble.
Hey there, everybody. Do you like classic arcade games?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Americans? Do you like Americans talking about classic arcade games?
Sure.
Well, I'm glad you said sure, because if you do, you could do worse than listening to Jimmy G.
Oh, and Sean.
What the fuck's that there for?
No idea. Never heard
of it. Hell. Okay. Well, there's a little deep dive behind our belief curtains.
A little trip down memory lane.
Yeah. Amnesia Lane or something. Okay, well, yeah, that day in history. What about this day in music? I'm sorry.
What's the date today? September 13th?
I believe it is, sir. On this day in music history, right. That's last year. That's not. This day in music, 2010. George Michael, or as we like to call him, Michael George, was sent to jail for 8 weeks after being convicted of driving under the influence of drugs and possessing cannabis in Hampstead, North London, last July. Oh, dear. He smiled in disbelief as his sentence was passed. He was a legend, wasn't he?
Was this the one where he crashed into a branch of Snappy Snaps?
Yeah, and you know why he crashed into the branch of Snappy Snaps? Because
I believe it was because Max Spielman's closed.
It was actually because Kat was going to develop some rather compromising photos of him and Michael Portillo. Isn't that right, Kat?
Yeah. They've been sent to me by Dom, who doesn't have a dark room. And, he has one, but it's filled with corpses. So I'd use mine. And, they were really horrible, to be fair.
Well,
didn't pay any blackmail money, that prick.
Well, no, he wouldn't. He was very, very stingy. But I told you it was Michael Portillo. But the reason he was trying to get those pictures back was because, in fact, it was with a lady. He didn't want it coming out that he was actually heterosexual and it was all just an act. So that's why I did it.
My goodness. Oh, now look what I've found. This is interesting.
You lied to him. Oh, hello. I did this. You got words to it as well.
How sick are you? Are you perfect enough? Should you be here listening to this? And how old are you? What about your mom? Should you be here licking?
Fucking
hell. Yeah, boy.
Nice name,
Karen, mental people, butts in the head, it's drink sound show. 24 carat mental people, butts in the head, it's drink sound show. Yuck, punch.
Blimey. When did you do that, Don? That was some bloody ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you can tell by the quality of the singing. You have to put all sorts of shit on the auto-tune. It was... I discovered a website called Fiverr.
Oh, so Fiverr.
Literally a tenner to create an 8-bit version of 24-Hour Party People by Happy Mondays. And then put words to it.
That's really good. That's really good.
Seems like a good idea.
Now,
you're wrong.
I found two other ones. I don't know what they are. Hang on a minute. This might have to be an edit point. Oh, was that it? Oh, I thought it was a jingle. Oh, what's this one?
Same one.
Oh, that's disappointing.
She said.
Life's disappointing.
Oh! Once a week in iTunes, because a show like this, oh, we need you once a week. Tell us where can't you see these strange times? Telling me strange times. Strange times. Fucking Morrissey, eat your heart out. That's all I can say. Yeah. He's going for a bit of a sob story at the moment, isn't he? Allegedly having to sell the rights to this Smith's back catalogue for, I don't know, for bullshit reasons or something.
I don't know anything about it.
Do you know anything about this? Dom, you're the man on the inside in a Manchester.
Yeah, but Morrissey's not been in Manchester since, like, 1990, I think.
Oh, really? All right.
It's fucking American, isn't it? Listen, LA, I think. I've not heard one thing about that, to be honest. Is it Nigel Farage or something?
Well, it started quite a few years ago when he suddenly started to become a bit of a flag shagger. It's like, oh, my God. I always liked and respected a lot of the Smiths' music because they had some very good tunes, but just Morrissey just fucking curdles my piss. And all this fake sort of a faux shy intelligence. Oh, fuck off, you stupid gammon cunt. Not a fan, but I love some of the old Smiths' songs, to be honest.
It's a true story. There's not wrong with being intelligent, but when you're being intelligent and don't, you know, degrading other people same time with the fucking snobby attitude.
Yeah. You never hear us degrading people, would you?
No, you can't.
No. I would denigrate someone, a peasant like yourself. I'd beat you up.
Oh, so you'd beat me off? What, if I came to attack you, you'd beat me off? Yeah?
would you beat them all off?
Um, Oh, I'm finding all these. Basically, I built a new PC about a week ago. Didn't have it.
It's from his Tory computer shop.
Yeah, that's it. Didn't have it in time for last week's recording. But there's some folders that I discovered that I had on an old disk drive. I was copying over to like this new fancy fast SSD. And just finding all this audio, and I have no idea what it's about. And, dear listeners, this is current footage of the Reform Party debate earlier on today. Okay.
Hi, I'm Benjamin Dent.
Oh, my God, I got Tom to record this when he was about five.
Hi, I'm Benjamin Dent, and my dad is a complete Belchies. So stick that right up your wrong'un.
Oh, parenting done properly. You probably noticed that was edited, but he knew what was going on. Blimey. Oh, fucking hell. Kat, this is going to make you laugh. Or cry, or threaten me with legal action. Here we go.
Give me that fucking... Why the fuck? Why... Oh, you fucking cunt. Okay, so I can see a sound wave. I can't hear a fucking thing.
You sound so young, Kat. Right,
that should work. Okay. Welcome to The Rigid Fist, the all-new podcast going in a brand-new direction of just talking absolute bollocks. My name's Kat Sorens, and I'll be dragging you kicking and screaming through this fucking painful event.
Oh, I've got all those saved. There's 38 of them. There's 38 of them.
What?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
There was one that
it's
I did with
masturbating,
you.
Huh?
Well, yeah, there was actually. Oh, God, yeah. You always gave them really funny show titles. Fatally died of extinction. Was one of yours.
Listen to the rigid fish, you bastards, or Kat Sorens is going to suck your dog off.
Jerry, he's a funny man.
Oh, God, is this one of my wanky audio jobs I did for you?
Sounds like it.
God, doesn't off go on. This is why drugs is bad.
Yeah, drugs are bad.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Hello, cunt.
Because you did the original tune to this, didn't you, cunt?
Yeah, I found it on some. There's some fucking kids app.
Welcome to the Rigid Fist. It's a fucking great big pile of shit. But you're an idiot for downloading it and fucking listening.
Oh dear, those were the days, eh? That's a lovely intro you did there, mate.
I think it was a fucking, what, a $1 app. You can, it lets you write these shitty little jingles and change them into the way the keyboard sound and stuff. So,
Oh my God. Bloody hell, it goes on.
Actually,
it's
spectacular.
Anytime you feel like.
Shush, don't interrupt me.
The spectacular Mango Chuffy Show.
That's right. Fucking hell.
That's really Mango good, Chuffy. That was.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And at some point in time. Oh, shit. What the hell's that?
It's not music.
Oh, is that Ozzy Osbourne?
I'm like, get it for him. It's Youngblood doing Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh my God, that's twat.
Ah, I love Youngblood. Fucking
oh God, you funky, trendy person.
How's your lovely week, Davian?
My lovely week's. Don't, because I'd just taken enough drugs so that I could forget it. I don't want to be reminded of it again.
What was his name and how deep was he?
Juan.
How deep?
Right to the fucking fifth knuckle. Hang on a minute. What's this?
Hey there, Mark Hirshon here. Let me tell you about my brainchild Sleeve Talkers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mark Hirshon gave us permission to put out that Sleeve Talkers pilot. I must do that sometime. It'd be quite relevant at the moment.
Surprised. You're expected to respond to your commanding
officer. It's me doing some voice acting with Dana Carvey and Mark Hirshon and Travis Clark and some others. It's an awful name dropping there, but I was quite proud of that. Yeah, we did this pilot. Sadly, did not get picked up, but there you go.
What was his name?
Captain Frank.
And I got I saved the old Gossip Mongers podcast. That was really, really good, that was. I don't know if either of you two remember
Gossip
that.
Gossip Mongers.
Yeah.
That beardo from the fucking...
Yeah, Joe Wilkinson and David What's-His-Chops.
That always killed me, that fucking podcast, Gossip Mongers.
Yeah, it's really good,
I was up a ladder at work.
Oh,
and fucking the episode where they had some guy took a load of acid at a wedding or something.
Oh yes,
yes, yes. I remember.
And I was laughing because I almost fucking fell off and died.
Oh dear. Yeah. Because for the first two or three series, they had someone called Poppy on, didn't they? But
and they fucking sacked her.
There was a bit of a falling out or something. But yeah, I've got all four series saved. I might listen to those again sometime. That was good.
No, they were really good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What?
I wasn't sure if you went after Boyle towards the end or not, because I enjoyed it when Poppy was on.
Yeah.
Because you had like a naivety to her. And did he end every episode without showing it out of the window?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. And there's this. Oh, get on with it, Dent.
I thought it was something else, I don't recognise it.
David Angelus.
I looped that from an old Beastie Boys track.
And now, you, Jackson.
Yeah, the Kundalini Files, that little six-part little mini series.
Oh,
that's right.
I really enjoyed that, actually. That was it was fucking hard work to bloody piece together. But, yeah, it was good fun, that. It got quite
That's with Jabberwocky, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what he's up to.
17 stone.
Not some ghosts.
No, he's lost weight, isn't he? He's running now, isn't he?
Yeah, does the old running and bloody keep fit stuff. Whilst I'm shoving chocolate biscuits up my ass, like it's gone out of fashion.
Well, probably better than the other,
end. I guess so. Yeah. Oh, look. Oh, now, dear listener, you won't be watching this unless you're paying for the Patreon at penisland.com.
Yeah. £14,000.
But it looks like Dominic is eating a Maryland cookie.
No, it's not.
That's not a Maryland cookie. Fucking.
It's Poundland chocolate chip cookie.
No, it's not even that. It's from, where the fuck's it from? Iceland or something, or Heron or something like that.
Black Man's
Belgian chocolate.
What?
Four luxury Belgian chocolate chunk cookies, a quid.
Fine wines and Belgian chocolates. Oh, okay.
That is a big cookie.
Are they the ones with their little chocolate hands?
Big dumps.
But it tastes nice.
But it tastes nice.
There was once a Velveteen Rabbit, and in the beginning, he was really splendid. He was fat and bunchy, as a rabbit should be.
Oh, that was some weird audio that I sampled for the better sound.
That's an audio version of a kid's book.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get a decent plug-in so I can get that kind of vocoder, sort of Cylon Battlestar Galactica, sort of a Stephen Hawking on drugs sound effect.
Do you know what? On the iPhone 3GS, I had a really good one that did all the vocoder and all the different ones. Absolutely brilliantly. Better than anything else that I've ever seen since.
Yeah. I think that was one of the last iPhones that I had before I jumped ship and went to Android. There.
I found it. I found the old 3GS.
A bunch of good apps that they stopped fucking updating, and you can't use them anymore. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you still got a Nokia 3310 though, Kat, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. I don't use it.
It's on Snake, aren't you? Oh, I used to love that game
not
so much.
Not the way you think.
Yeah. Yes.
I never did it on the 3310 or 3210, but I did it. I downloaded a version on Android of Classic Snake, and you could choose which phone it emulates it, and I completed it. I managed to fucking do it. Where it completely filled the screen with Snake.
That's pretty cool, actually. Oh, I saw the old legally at a cinema, of course. I saw Fantastic Four film last night.
You've been creaming for that for ages, haven't you?
Yeah, it was pretty good actually. It's a lot better than some of the more recent MCU films. So hopefully this is, you know, having a bit more of an upturn in the storytelling again. It's a lot shorter than some of the sort of big sort of event MCU films like Infinity Wars and that. I mean, this was only about an hour and a half long. So some of the pacing felt a little bit odd. But it was really good. It was pretty faithful to the old comics and cartoons, which was quite good. They made a good job of, was it Ben Grimm, the Thing?
Yeah,
it was pretty good. What else did I see? Nobody 2. Have you seen Nobody? It's brilliant.
No,
I haven't seen it.
I'm trying to remember the actor who's in it. Oh, come on, Dom, you're the clever one.
Yeah, Saul.
Him and Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, because Nobody, was it 2021, was absolutely brilliant. This sequel it starts turned up to 11, and that's it for about the next hour and 20 minutes. it's quite good fun. No spoilers. I'm a little bit worried about the upcoming Tron film because it's got a fucking wanker in it that I don't like. Jared Leto. Terrible actor, and even worse, and that shitty band he's in.
Yeah, 5 seconds to Mars, obviously.
Yeah, something like that. 5 seconds to my arsehole. Apparently, he's, in air quotes, difficult to work with. So, you know, obviously means he's a total cunt.
Yeah, he's a fucking method. He's completely method, so he's a fucking prick.
God. I mean, yeah, again, to character and stuff, but I don't know, it's... Oh, I don't know. I designed...
It's called acting, so once we say court, stop acting.
Exactly. That reminds me of something. Oh, God,
what?
No, I don't want to play that bit. I've had enough of children for the moment. Speaking of acting.
Andy Moment.
Andy. Do sit down. Peter Jackson comes from New Zealand, says to me, Sir Ian, I want you to be Gandalf the Wizard. And I say to him, you are aware that I am not really a wizard. And he said, yes, I am aware of that. What I want you to do is to use your acting skills to portray the wizard.
He's just absolutely brilliant in that, wasn't he? And there was what's her face from Titanic? I used to have such a major crush on her. Kate Winslet. She was playing that really sweary cigarette-smoking nun. Talking dirty on the phone. Who's the guy that played Jean-Luc Picard? Patrick Stewart. Stewart, because that was a brilliant bit.
And but you know, I suppose I'm networking. But I've written a script.
Yeah, is it writing? You see, that's the key. Mm. I'm writing myself at the moment.
Right.
You see, as actors, the only choice we have is yes or no. Whereas if you're writing your own material, you're creating your own opportunity. She doesn't know what's happening. Get off. And says, "Oi, you can't ride your bike on the grass." And I go, "Oh, no." And her uniform falls off. And she goes, "Ah!" And she's trying to cover up. But I've seen everything. Anyway, and I get on my bike, I ride off.
That's right. And that's all that happens in all of his scripts.
Brilliant. Every story is unopposable. That first one was... That was basically like a true thing. So Laurence Olivier was in, was it Marathon Man? Whichever it is, with the dentist thing.
You know, he was the bad dentist. And you're right, Dom,
Dustin Hoffman. So Dustin Hoffman was method as well, and he's doing it all. And Laurence Olivier apparently said, "My dear boy, have you tried just acting?"
Well done. And whilst you're doing that, you can...
He give your meat a good old rub.
That's right, Ainsley. You tell him.
You tell him, Gatford.
Oh, Gatford. I've not spoken to him in ages.
How many toes he's got now?
Yeah. Oh, no, Booze wants to come back on the show sometime.
Boozerino.
Boozerino, geezer.
Booze on strike this week, isn't he?
Cut me wrong, do what?
Is he back at work yet?
Oh, yeah,
he's on fucking strike this week, isn't he? But now
to So he's off work for a couple of years and then comes back, "Oh, we're on strike." Right.
You're brought out.
Sit cool down.
Push you down there, yeah.
Oh, hang on. I think we got...
There's a finance guy. There's a big guy with curly hair who does finance advice and things. He's worked for every company going sort of thing. And one of the ones he said was... I don't understand why we employ tube drivers. I know it's health and safety, but if you said to every Londoner you get to drive a tube for a day, they'd be snapping. You'd have queues around the block wanting to do it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to pay them. And it's true.
It wouldn't last very long, though.
You're not wrong.
Fucking a train accident in about fucking 10 minutes.
Ah, well. Darwin. Oh, speaking of booze.
This is Booze from Sweet February Jesus. And you're listening to Strange Times, my honkies.
Oh, bless him. Oh!
Davian is a warm and friendly human being with exquisite taste in vape sticks. But unfortunately, he's shy at giving script direction. So you're listening to Strange Times. It's your own fault.
There you go.
This is Strange Times.
What a legend.
And also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio.
You can contact the show using strangetimeshow@gmail.com.
No, you can't. I think we deleted that about 5 years ago. I don't know.
You can't get that. You have to go to Podbean and...
Podflick the bean. Oh, God damn it. So
that's when you have no content. Did anyone discuss something this week? You put something in our chat.
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm. That stuff is tits.
But yes, I am actually. There was you posting a picture. It isn't a party. No, it isn't a lemon party without old dick. That was you, Kat, in the chat.
Yeah.
In fact, you put two lemon party posts there. Are you trying to tell us something? Catherine Sorens. And then there's God, there's this one. That just scared the shit out of me when I first saw that. Thanks a lot, you fascist bastard.
They're the ones that get me in trouble. Well, I mean, me and my wife are laying in bed. She's gone to sleep. I click on something and laugh my ass off. And the bed shakes. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I can do that somewhere else.
I've done that before. The first time I started watching Impossible Jokers was on earphones in bed, and I kept waking up with fucking belly laughs.
Oh, no.
So you fucking wanking? No, I'm laughing my fucking ass off. No.
You can probably start then.
So are we going to mention the Charlie Kirk?
That's a bit fucked up, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he was a despicable, nasty, nasty person. But I don't think it was disposed of in the correct way, because basically his kids witnessed that, so they're going to, I mean, if they're as half as fucking mental as that prick was, then they're going to grow up radicalised now. I think, you know, if he needed to be taken out, then there would be better ways of doing it than that. I don't know who did it, really, but, yeah.
Oh, funny enough, either it's the FBI.
I don't particularly miss him not being on this earth, because he was a horrible cunt, but, yeah, that was not the way. That was not the way, in my humble opinion, but, you know, I'm not across it all. Killing people because you don't like what they say, that is fascism. So let's not do that. We're supposed to be fighting against that.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was going to say. You're doing exactly what you're accusing everybody, all the right wingers of doing, and then you go and just do the same thing. Where's the fucking sense of that?
That's also the thing. Like, but after this happened, it was like, oh, look, the communist, socialist, lefties are all, they started a war and they want to kill us all, and. Fox News and all their affiliates started ranting about, oh, it's a war, and the Republicans are like, oh, these Democrats, they're all after us. And then it came out that the guy that got in custody didn't like Charlie Kirk because he wasn't conservative enough. He's actually further to the right than Charlie Kirk. And then all of a sudden these posts are getting deleted off Twitter, and everyone's got their fucking car in reverse about this war that was starting. And yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember to dial it back a bit.
In it. What a very, very mad world we live in. Dom, important question of the show. What are you watching on the telly today?
MTV Music Awards 2025. Right. Sabrina Carpenter's due to come on.
Selena Gomez. Is that the one where Selena Gomez came on doing a golden shower over Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen took it like a fucking man. Let's be honest. For someone with HIV, he took it well.
Yeah. He smeared all those sick leper babies, didn't he? Well, in his defence, he thought it was healing juice, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It might have been healing juice. You don't know. Well, I mean,
I wasn't there. I mean.
You can't prove it wasn't healing juice.
What'd you call me?
And you can't prove you weren't there either.
I can't prove I wasn't there, actually, so I might have been there. I might have been the piss. Answer that, stay fashionable.
What was that film? Was it Manchurian Candidate, where a phone call happens and then a word said down the phone, and then you just you don't realise, and you just go and do it.
I've not seen that film. It's supposed to be really good.
It's very old. It'll probably be remade quite soon.
I'm pretty sure there is.
One day someone's going to dare to remake Star Wars, and I will. Oh, dear. I'm going to go fucking.
George Lucas did that, and then Disney did it again.
Yeah.
Last three films. I'm not a hater of those last three films, I must say.
Yeah, I've got a new idea, right? We've got this big metal planet, and it's got a big gun. Oh, where'd Dom go?
I'm cleaning my glasses.
You're
describing some sort of, like a big, I don't know, like a star.
Oh.
And does it give life or death? I'm not sure which one, but yeah, that sounds original.
You're funny.
This time the laser beam splits into pieces and then it shoots multiple planets at the same time. How about that? Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's
spunky.
That's interesting. Never been done before.
And what's the physics behind that? Oh, you've got.
It's a nice Highlander. Space story. Oh, yeah. Remaking Highlander. What the fuck? I mean, that's just... No. That's a no, for me, isn't it? Surely.
Yeah. So, for me, there are certain films that shouldn't be remade. And I know with you, it's all your fucking Star Trek things. But for me, it's things like Highlander.
Oh, sorry. I didn't actually mean to press that button. Believe it or not.
They fucked it all themselves with Highlander 3, so never mind anyone else coming in. Same with The Crow. They should have stopped remaking The Crow years and years ago. Point Break, that was ridiculous. That was another film they should have remade.
They're remaking that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So Henry Cavill's going to be in the Highlander reboot. That's just the sort of thing they do, really, I suppose.
Yeah, and I was going to say Jovan Anderson, not Jovan Anderson. Okay, what's her name? Karen Gillan. She's in it as well.
Whoa.
She's very attractive.
Yes.
I've the grey one from Avengers.
The grey one. I have heard she is also, air quotes, difficult to work with. But that's only hearsay. It might be completely incorrect, and she might be absolutely lovely.
Still like Doctor Who.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I've not heard about that.
Haven't you now? Ah, I was going to wear my signed hooky T-shirt today just to wave in front of your face, Dom. But I forgot.
I saw the picture. You hung up, didn't you?
Yeah, it looks dead good. I'm only going to I'm saving it for special though, because I don't know how long that signature will last on the little signing bit. That's why I took those pictures of it.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I've got a couple of
get some hobby pics and go over it.
Catalogs.
Sorry, what did you just say, Kat?
What's that stuff called? Hobby text? It's like paint for T-shirts, and you can just go over it.
Why would I go over it? It's the greatest bassist of all time. Top bloke.
You got Cliff Burton to sign your fucking shirt.
Cliff Burton, yeah. Not so good at bus surfing.
He can't spell hooky.
Yeah. Not so good at driving.
Funnily enough, so I was reading about... Oh, sorry, go on, Dom.
No, I was going to say, you've got his DNA on your T-shirt because he must have put his hand on it. So then...
I wonder if he wanked on it. Oh.
I would have.
Yeah.
Maybe you can clone him off your T-shirt.
Yeah. I would have wanked into a cup and then put one little dab on every single thing that I signed. Right. That's what I'm with him.
That says a lot about you, though.
Ex-podcaster, now life con, Dominic Risk, was framed for multiple murders due to his DNA being found on 5,000 different T-shirts. 5,000 murder scenes.
I promise I was doing it in my own house. It was a business opportunity.
Dom, it's still murder if you do it in your own house. It's like, you can't go naked outside. Yes, you can go naked inside. You can't murder outside or inside, Dom. We've been through this before.
Shagged the corpse. I know.
And you just said shagged the corpse, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what habeas corpus means, doesn't it?
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm fucking sure of it. I've watched Alan McBeal. Oh, Alan McBeal. I've watched Alan McBeal. I know the law.
You really worry me sometimes, you do, Dom. I'm worried.
He worries a lot. Yes. Worries people in his basement a bit more.
Yeah, I was going to say, worry when you see my face against your fucking window, mate. That's when you worry.
I'll be worrying when I see it over my shoulder, when I've got that fucking orange rammed into my gob and my hands are tied up behind my back.
Yeah, exactly. Jumping hold of your fucking hair plugs, pulling your back.
Yeah, grabbing hold of my fuck handles. Speaking of fuck handles, that's little Chris. Have you spoken to him recently?
No. Poor little Chris. We're two companies apart now. He left Queen's Road to go and work in Oldham. I left to go to Bolton, so he no longer works.
So he no longer works in your place? Bus crashes must have, like, halved then?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable amount of buses running to sign because they haven't been broken down by him.
Ah, fantastic. Great. Yeah, cool. Well, little Chris, if you're listening, get in touch.
Yeah.
In fact, if you're listening to this and you've not been listening for years, then get in touch again. Well, actually, no, not all of you.
All the ones without the restraining orders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Both of you.
Yes. Straining order, more like. Christ, I was straining on a blunt torpedo last night. Fucking thought I was going to turn myself inside out for a bit.
You should eat more fibre.
Yeah, I do need to eat more fibre.
Did it have a dent in the end of it?
Fibre optics.
A dent in the end of it. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Fibre optics, did you say? Tom wants that in his room. We're redecorating his room. We're making it a little bit more grown up for him because it hasn't been decorated in about, well, in nearly 10 years.
So just paint it black?
No. He's got a very nice, trendy, light grey, which is the...
What's he want, fibre optics? When you say fibre optics, you mean he wants, like, LEDs and shit?
Yeah, LEDs and stuff. Oh, he's gutted, actually, because a pair of us were trying to get Radiohead tickets. We had to go on the website and then register for this lottery, and the lottery would give you codes to enter a queue, but still guarantee you a ticket. Yeah, because they're trying to fight the touts and stuff, because it's, like, really difficult to do that. And we didn't even get through to the lottery stage. So, yeah, we're both a bit gutted because, Radiohead's his favourite group, you know. I really like them. And they're probably not going to be doing much in the way of gigs and or music in the future from what I've read. So, yeah, going to have to keep an eye out for resale tickets. But they can get a bit tasty in the old price department, can't they?
Yeah,
I refuse to buy them.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to resell them. They should sell them back to Ticketmaster, who then should sell them at the same price.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, well, I like what they do, like with the mobile phones. I mean, oh, you're on a Samsung, was it, Dom?
No, Honor.
You got the posh Honor one. But either way, like, you can get either your Apple Wallet or your Google Wallet, and you can have, like, your gig tickets on there, and that's a good way of doing it. Yeah.
Well, I've just got some tickets, but I've got a... I'm off Skiddle. Is that a website?
Skiddle?
Skiddle, yeah. It's like Ticketmaster and that. But yeah, I downloaded their app, so I have just purchased some tickets for a gig for next year. And just left them in that.
Oh, well.
Have a go. I'll give you 17 guesses to guess who I'm going to say.
Oasis.
No. I'll go with Nebworth.
The Beatles.
Beatles,
50% now. What? No, I can't remember. No, it's not somebody who I normally want to see. Kneecap. Rest in peace. No, it's had a wife. She's always been a big fan of him, and he was born in Sale, which is just down the road. So
I'm glad to see
David Gray.
Oh, well, Wobbly Head himself, Babylon.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, he never really flicks my musical switch.
No, me either. He's just a bloke. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I've already forgotten his name.
Exactly.
Richard Neck. Guys, it's getting very close to the witching hour. What are we up to next week?
Monday, I've got to talk to our site manager.
Tell me why.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get a fucking long-winded bullshit reason why they can't change anything, and I'll have to disagree with it. Also, the finals for the AFL are almost finished, so my wife wants tickets to go to the MCG to watch a game on Friday night, which will probably cost a fucking arm and a leg. But hopefully I won't be able to get tickets because there'll be so many people wanting them. So, yeah.
Just say they're sold out anyway.
Yeah,
so that's how we can get back in the kitchen.
There'll be a whole bunch that have been sold already to corporate. There'll be a whole bunch already for members of both clubs, and the rest will be fucking snapped up in about a nanosecond.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've checked, and dishwashers are not allowed to be taken into the venue. So.
Yeah, but she's devious, my wife, and she can catch you out.
Yeah, but you just have to turn around to her and say, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's just, you'll say, what's up, honky?
Yeah. What are you up to next week then, Tom?
Starting the next rewrite at work.
Rewrites.
I can do that all the time.
I know, it's a fucking joke. What else are you? Decorating. We're currently decorating. I'm not fucking going to be able to see much. No, that's the front. I'm gone. Get off.
Looking like a Plasters radio. Sorry, I missed that. What?
You see the green?
Yeah, man, I see the green. Light up my fire and ding. Oh, sorry.
That's going to be the green and cream. We're going for a rhyming scheme.
Right. Jolly
so,
good.
Oh, yeah, decorating.
Jolly good, your
decorating,
Mars and
Hunt. Putting the table. Got some fucking units coming from Devon's. Got to build them.
Units? What? Big muscly people?
Getting a bigger TV, you need a bigger fucking TV unit, don't worry, you can.
Of course you do, you muggy little cunt. You mean to tell me you haven't got a fucking bigger TV yet, you muggy fucking little cunt.
Fucking don't look at this postage. Look at that, hang on. Look at that. Fucking postage stamp, fucking iPad.
Fucking hell, my bollocks dangle lower than that.
Fuck it, you're 97, of course your bollocks dangle lower than that.
Me ankle warmers, as I call them, yeah. Oh, dear. Well,
what about you, Damien?
Me, tomorrow, I'm, hopefully having a lie-in, and then I'm going up to stinky, horrible, smelly London because I'm going to a listening party for Cardiac's new album that was recorded and assembled from bits of music that the late Tim Smith committed before he decided to go to, before he was taken to the next place. So that'll be good. We'll get an exclusive listen of the new album, LSD. I think a few of the musicians that were in the band will be doing a little set of music. So, yeah, that'll be quite good. Yeah, and then back to fucking work, hell. start to take on some more duties with Noisebox Radio, kind of doing a lot of the social media stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, you're doing that at the start before the show.
Yeah.
You say duty to not see the more harassing people that didn't deserve it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of predatory posts and that sort of thing. Yeah. Gavin baiting. So that's about it, ladies and genitals. And I'm going to finish this tin of 0% Impossible Brew and see if I can collapse into a nice warm woman.
Yeah.
Make sure you'll find one somewhere.
Conscious or not, you're coming with me. Oh.
So if you come out of your little garden shed, and turn right, is that where your house is?
If I go out my shed, as you so delightfully called it, if I turn right, yeah, I'll be walking into a fence.
What's beyond the fence?
A pathway.
And then what?
Some other houses.
Oh, they got. I didn't realise the houses are close to your estate. So if you go into one of those houses, would you
it's where the help waiting? Live. Is it?
All right.
Yeah.
You should go and explore.
Yes, I should go and explore. Although I might just take some more drugs instead and pass out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Well, dear listener, there you go. That's quite a cheerful, bubbly. Episode
old audio
with very little political ranting for a change.
Yeah.
Lots of audio samples, and I think I'm getting a cold. I'm getting a sniffles. I'll definitely have to take some drugs. I'll make it better, because Richard Ashcroft was wrong. They do in fact work very well if you take the right collection. Right, someone say something outrageous. What, are you saying in fucking grail, you muggy cunts?
I think it's something at first. It don't come natural to us like it does to you. Racist, something racist.
No!
Oh, right, sorry.
That's a real change.
Somewhat homophobic, then. What could I...
For fuck's sake.
No?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
never mind.
Strange times, we're living in strange times, strange times. Go fuck yourselves.